Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can hope is that I'll be dreaming, he says, of you.
Yes, it's story time on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. And this week's story is entitled, How Not to Start the Day. Did you ever wake up in the morning humming a lovely, memorable tune, a song, and you remember how that tune came to you in your sleep in some sort of feverish dream about a cat in a bathtub or a woman smoking an exceptionally large cigarette? And the tune you're humming that came to you in your sleep seems original, yet familiar, and you start to think, I wrote a really good song in my sleep. And you start wondering how you could write it down since you don't write music, and you don't know how to record it on your computer or your phone. Though you try to hum it right at your phone, but that doesn't work. And you think if you had a smart speaker, you'd say, Alexa, record and copyright this song and make sure nobody else steals it because it's really catchy and I'm going to make $1 million. But you don't have one of those smart speakers either. So you just keep humming it because you don't want to lose it. And pretty soon you hear your wife or your partner humming the same melody. And she says, have you been humming that too? And you say, yes, in fact, you got it from me. And you say, I wrote it in my sleep, but I don't know how to write it down. And she looks at you like you are an idiot and says, it's bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Have you ever had your day start out like that? Now, admittedly, that is not the worst way to start the day. Among the real worst ways to start the day are by turning on your television as soon as you wake up, or attempting any experiments involving biological warfare as soon as you wake up, or attempting to negotiate peace between the Arabs and Israelis as soon as you wake up. These things are likely to be really bad for your mental health and likely to trigger at least one more bad morning behavior, which would be the drinking of whiskey as soon as you wake up. Now, among the things that you are supposed to do when you wake up is to eat a nourishing meal. In my many decades on this earth, I have probably heard at least 1 million admonishments about how breakfast is the most important meal of the day and how it jumpstarts your metabolism and how it leads to higher performance and how it decreases hunger and cravings that lead to obesity and how it will improve your memory and prevent type 2 diabetes and will lead to some form of self-realization. But there's only one problem. The last thing I want to do in the morning is eat. And I must say, I don't know anybody who wants to start stuffing their face with food as soon as they wake up. Now, there are scientific reasons why people don't want to eat breakfast, having to do with hormones and metabolism and stomach acid, but I am simply uninterested in food in the morning. And putting anything in my mouth first thing, other than a toothbrush, or perhaps my wife's tongue, feels like an unnatural act. But the doctors say it's what you're supposed to do. They say you're supposed to find a nice place to sit down and have a full meal and a peaceful setting conducive to nutrition and to good health. So, in an effort to seek the truth and to become a better person, I began to research breakfast food in an attempt to whet my appetite and to overcome my aversion to eating at the break of day. Unfortunately, right away, by Googling the phrase, the best way to start the day, I stumbled into a report by the Center for Science in the Public Interest, the CFSPI. And this report by the CFSPI named the Cheesecake Factory's Breakfast Burrito as the winner of its Extreme Eating Award for being the worst way to start the day. Now, if you don't know, the Cheesecake Factory is a restaurant chain dedicated to slowly killing its customers by serving large portions of high-caloric food. The nearest one to us is in Seattle, and that is as close as you should get. The Cheesecake Factory appears to have outdone itself with their breakfast burrito. A single Cheesecake Factory breakfast burrito contains 2,730 calories, exceeding by over 700 calories the recommended daily caloric intake for the average adult in one day. That's over 700 calories above the recommended caloric intake for an average adult for one day. It also contains 2 days' worth of sodium and 3 days' worth of saturated fat. To put that all in perspective, one breakfast burrito at the Cheesecake Factory is equivalent to eating 7 McDonald's sausage McMuffins, which is something you shouldn't do either, of course. This burrito contains scrambled eggs, bacon, chicken chorizo, cheese, crispy potatoes, avocado, peppers, onions, spicy ranchero sauce, sour cream, salsa, and black beans, all of which sound okay if you spread them out over 3 days. Or maybe not. Not only that, but it looks disgusting. It looks like some huge water buffalo dropping covered in white chocolate ganache and sprinkled with some cheesy yellow stuff. So this is definitely no way to start the day. There were some other breakfast foods on the list by this organization, which sound even worse than the Cheesecake Factory's breakfast burrito, including Chili's Grill and Bar Honey Chipotle Chicken Crispers and Waffles, Honey Chipotle Chicken Crispers and Waffles, which the CFSPI says is like eating 5 Krispy Kreme donuts smothered in 30 McDonald's Chicken McNuggets and 5 packets of barbecue sauce. Anyway, none of this makes me want to eat breakfast, and I think that is where this whole diatribe began. So maybe I should just go back to bed and wake up at noon and perhaps I'll be ready for lunch. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.